Blog Talk Radio.
Know you better. See you kinda busy, so I guess I send a letter. If the letter don't work, then I guess I'll approach you. If you can't socialize, I guess I coach you. Cause gymming is far from the average knucklehead. I don't wanna spend most of my time in bed, but in case I have to get hard, I get hard like lead. And the proof is in the pudding, that's what my mom said.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you did, I just wanna be. Girl, I just wanna be.
G-Man ain't no birthday.
I just wanna be.
I had to bring mom in on this one.
Anybody grateful for God's blood?
Tell him about it, man.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood that saved
the
my
blood
life.
That saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb.
Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
And my name is Curtis Abrams, and I currently live in Tallahassee, Florida, but I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I'm currently stay in the Panhandle area of Tallahassee, Florida.
So that is where Curtis Abrams is from. Once again, he is the author of the book Kurt Stride, A Journey of True Solitude for the Self. So tell us a little about yourself. We would like to know more about you. Do you know the typical humble beginning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I totally understand. I was raised by a single mom, sweet lady, wonderful lady, and she always taught us the ways of trying to better ourselves in terms of individualistic ways. I was one of those people that was kind of curious about life, how the flowers come around, how the grasshoppers jump up and down, how the clouds chase. Single mom, sweet lady. And what happened is, as we got older and we got more wiser in life, what we did was we had to realize the true nature of our true values. I graduated from high school in Alabama. I went to the military for a few years. And then after that, I just went pretty much on my own two feet in terms of trying to realize what purpose and what convenience value of what existence that I came about. I am a person when it comes to transcendentalist. I love nature, and at the same time, I love to teach. I love to do what I can to give back to the community, but at the same time, I've been doing this pretty much all by myself, alone, in a way that I just feel that it was, pretty optimal in my ways of life. And I just want to let you guys know that it is okay to figure out if your purpose is there, that you realize that there are some things that you have to, look at. And if you can't, then just dig deep, go inside your interior and your theory of life, and things will be better for you. So I went through all those thresholds, and I'm currently an independent contractor in Florida. And then on top of that, I do tutoring for kids. And in many ways, I like to do what I can to contribute, to give back to the community as far as like going to events, being volunteer for events like that, whatever I can to contribute myself back to the community. And I think it's important to know that you are important and you are special for purposes like that. So I guess that's pretty much about me. I do have a son and I do have a daughter. She's 18, he's 27, and they're both doing just as great. And I want to do what I can to become an example for them.
Okay, that's wonderful. You're a father, and you sound like a very good father.
Thank you.
When did you realize your fascination to writing, and what was the purpose of your basically becoming an author?
Well, again, as I alluded to earlier, when you look at nature, when you look at things that surround you by the naked eye, you're kind of curious about what things are. And once you get a great savory taste of things, there's this connection that you have with life in an adequate manner. You see the flowers, you see the clouds and the air and everything that comes around you in a great, great manner. So I thought about if I can relate to these things and if it can incorporate me to a positive way of life, then maybe I can write about it, put it on paper, like put your hand on a pen and write it on a piece of paper. Then maybe I can show this to other people and let people know that, hey, everything is fine. Don't be focused on things that are negative towards your mindset. You can actually think about things in a positive way because positive always is going to outweigh anything that's negative. It's very uncommon that happens. We get lost in translation at times. So what I wanted to do was to, I guess, write it down and to incorporate it for people who may need this, a la self-help. That's why I wanted to develop something in a journal format or in a manuscript so that other people can kind of not just see what I see, but can see what they can see, what they may not see, so then they can understand that things can become transformative in a superficial manner, but in a positive manner, okay? The freshness in life. What can you do to better yourself and incorporate yourself in more ways than one? So I thought about writing something down and giving it to people. This is not about Curtis, the person. This is about giving it to people who may actually need it in terms of just situational things.
There are a lot of genres in the world of book writing. Can you tell us about your favorite genres and why you select this particular genre as your first book to write?
Well, the thing about self-help is everybody has to have some sort of a it's an internal impulsiveness that we all create, okay? There's that sense of harmony that comes around us, right? We get disengaged at times in life because of livelihood that gets into our way, such as not want to go to work or be upset because relationships or anything of that nature. Well, everybody is attuned to a testament of their value and their purpose. And with self-help, I'm just basically iterating that it's okay to go through these things, but at the same time, sometimes listening to a great ear would be wonderful. I know people go to psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists and stuff like that, and that's wonderful. But sometimes you got to look in the mirror and say, well, before I probably get professional help, there's this power that I have. I got some sort of a sense of empowerment. I can appropriate myself to it. So I won't let things peter out. So if I can do that, then I can actually become better than where I am if it starts with being, coachable or understandable. Self-help genres, I love those. I like fantasies. I like novels. I like even science fiction. But self-help is going to be universal, and it sticks to the bone, if you will, because everybody, I don't care what profession you are, is going to be some sort of a capacitated point in their life that they need some sort of a help mentally, okay? So you won't get compounded by negative artifice of issues. Self-help is a great book or a great universal thing to have. I don't care who you are. Just take advantage of it and do what you can to show some sort of an expression, okay? Because it can do what it can to, impose positive stuff, okay? Nothing negative. So, and that's the way I see it. The way I look at it is we don't want to go through a constant struggle in our lives right now. All we need to do is just know that, where we at and realize the self-identity of what we can precipitate. Self-help books are great.
What was your immediate purpose of writing this book?
the purpose I think that I wanted to do, I guess most people, when they write books, they kind of start with their life, what they've been through in the past. I kind of didn't want to do that because I always wanted to, I guess what I want to call it as, give people an example, kind of like the Bible, like put parables and stories in, because there's nothing more beautiful than storytelling. I want to become the storyteller. I want to be the one that sits down with all the kids around me or even the adults around me so I can give them a, not so much an intervention, but sort of a premise of a great story of what they need to hear, what they need to understand, where the expression comes in. And I just thought about writing something in this genre, in this nature, so people can realize this. You got to understand, this is the time of the pandemic. As we're talking right now, the pandemic is getting crazy right now. So it's like, you know, and we get along. So it's kind of like, you're okay. There's nothing wrong with being alone at times, but there's these, you got to kind of correlate with that. And all I want to do is entertain you and give you informativeness and do what I can to let you know that you are going to be fine, okay? And that's what storytelling is about. No different than your little child reading a book when you was, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade, and then you kind of learn it from that. That's the fantasy world. And that's just really incorporated me to get into the book world so I can give it to people. This is not about Curtis, like I said. This is about you being who I am. I got plenty of time, God's willing, to talk about Curtis.
What is the meaning of the phrase Kurt Strack? What is the purpose of the name?
The book Kurt Strack, A Journey of True Solitude for the Self, that's the book I named. I've used the Kurt Strack for a while. It's a combination of Curtis striding along in life. Everybody in life striding points, which strides basically means steps. You got to go through one step for this nature, step of that nature, step of that nature. And it's a profoundly moment of clarity that you have that you got to go through things in order to resuscitate it and understand the value and the meaning of your purpose. And it doesn't take an overnight thing to accomplish. I can't just sit up and say, hey, I'm down and I got to rise myself up. It takes steps to do it. And it takes a proverbial way of understanding that it kind of equates to your way of knowledge and the heart that you have within inside. It's kind of like that spine that you have. Do you have a spine or you not? That's what success is. Success leaves clues, and the clues are indicated on you trying to better yourself. So Kurt Stride is more so of Curtis incorporating you to become the best that you can be. No one's failing in this world, okay? This is all about strength. If you got strength, then and only then you can become more advanced of how you are in steps. And that's what stride is. So I combine it together and make it Kurt Stride.
All right. So, So you've been in solitude for a while.
That's what
it sounds like. It sounds like you've always seemed a bit of a loner. Being in solitude, essentially a loner or an introvert, a person who's literally by himself daily. Why could this conception be the road to take?
Now, as we talk about my book, because it is a self-help book, people got to understand what the meaning of introspection is, okay? Introspection pretty much indicates that sometimes life can really become, I mean, it becomes mean. It becomes really, really, really tough for you, and it can really wear you out. I mean, even with the ebbs and flows that you go through. If you look in that mirror and say, well, you know what? I have a certain purpose, and I'm going to do everything I can to live it. You need to do that on your own. You don't need the outside coming in through you. And that's what introspection pertains. This book actually is a chronicle way of letting you know that sometimes you need to get away from that world of society. And what I mean by getting away is step back. You know what I mean? Like have that what's called a long time. When you have that alone time, then you can actually see things. You can be clarified. I mean, we're talking about stress be better. Your productivity be better. You be restorative better. There's even even document stories of relationships and intimacy can become better when you have that alone time. Now, that doesn't mean that you can be by yourself forever. Some people choose to do that. But I want you to understand that this book indicates that there is a difference between a state of being by yourself and feeling lonely. See, people feel lonely and they're with a lot of crowds and they don't understand. They just, you know, they feel that way. But then there's people like myself that are alone and content. And that's what the meaning of solitude comes in. Solitude is nothing more than the state of being, of the acceptance of being alone and knowing what it takes to overcome those things. And that's what the book entails particularly. So enjoy the fact that if you are by yourself, then it's okay. But that doesn't mean the world is shunned against you. It's just that you have this great power of appropriateness in great, great form in terms of the testament of what you produce, you know. And just look at it as escapism. Escapism is very, very important to the status quo. I don't care who you are. You need that escapism. It creates more things for you in a better way. Instead of being pigeonholed, you can actually go out and do things on your own, and you feel a lot better. Don't tell me that you don't feel better if you do things on your own. Just going to the store and coming back on your own is great. These kids know it, and you should know that as well. So in all fairness, being in solitude or lack thereof solitude will incorporate you to see things that you might not have known before for the internal purpose. And that's why this book was made.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. But it depends on the decision-making and the state of being of where I am right now. Some of us, we expressively make those decisions. But you got to understand, there's the efficiency that you may have within yourself, okay? If it's efficient for you to stay by yourself, then be that way. But it's not a bad thing just because you want to, you know, be on your own. It's just a great thing to experience and explore things. If you're in a relationship, you need to go out for a little bit, go for a walk or something. Or if you are by yourself and you're not ready to get in a relationship, don't. Because there are a lot of entrepreneurs. There are a lot of business owners. There are a lot of people who, you know, who just are so busy of not being with other people in society. They figure they're better alone. You're talking about inventors. You're talking about people who are more productive when they're by themselves. They don't need to be distracted by anybody, and it feels that way within themselves. And again, I want to iterate that this is not an attempt to say, well, you be by yourself, you can live a better life. Not necessarily. That could be further from the truth. But what I am implying is that if there are times that the compromising of how your existence is to a point that you don't need to be around people all the time, especially how you feel, then why not be an introvert? Why not do the fear of missing out? Because that's how people are, the FOMO, fear of missing out. Turn that fear of missing out into JOMO, the joy of missing out. Because if you're missing out with the joy, then guess what? You see things that you may never have before. It's kind of like a superpower. You never know.
Had you to discover and search for such type of unique preference as this, as in like the title of your book, Kurt Stride, A Journey of True Solitude for the Self. What made you aware of this dilemma? Was it the way you lived your life? Or have you always lived this way? Or has it been recent?
Well, I believe it's a compilation of everything that I've been throughout my life. I have two children. Yes, I do. But the thing is, being alone in a solitude manner is a decision that I kind of made in all my life. When I served my military country, I chose not to be with a lot of people. When I went to college, of course, college, that's the ultimate of everything that society pervades. But I chose not to. I just chose to become the lone wolf. And even in high school, when I was younger, I just had a comfort and a unique feeling of being on my own like that. I guess I could think better. and I can understand better. The perceptions are there, and it was just wonderful. But it wasn't like there was boundaries around me, you know. I have been in a relationship, so it's not like I haven't, and I have, you know, circle of friends, but that's the thing, circle of friends, that people I can trust and get around with, and the book explains that. But, yes, Angela, to answer that question of yours, yeah, I've been alone a long time, and this is by choice. It's not like I have a, you know, loneliness issue, but there were times that I were down and out because I'm like, the world doesn't begin against me, but I kind of had that energy, that behavior, thinking that I have to answer some call, that if I have to get up and do things. A lot of people can't do this. A lot of people can't get up in the morning knowing what they need to do because they need that distraction, I guess, you know, maybe from the husband or kids, whatever. Then there are people like me that doesn't worry about that. They just do what they can, and that's where the discipline comes into the play and go from there. I know everybody has a season over that long time, but why not try to emulate that to other people who may be in the situation that I'm in? This is nothing more than to say that, listen, it is okay to be aware of where you are right now. This is no attempt to make you change. This is no attempt to make you be diversive. This is up to you to make those choices, to be by yourself or to not be by yourself. I'm here to say it's okay to be by yourself. There is nothing wrong with that. And continue, you know what I mean? It's a vibrational attitude that you have within. If the brain says that's where you need to be, then you know, be culpable with those things. But if it's practical to you being alone, stay alone. You know, that's just the way it is. I know many celebrities are loners, a lot, including President Obama. He's married, but he likes to have his alone time. So it's all about really the necessity of the mindset and where you are to turn it into something very unique.
Currently, in today's world, a lot of people are not actually sitting down and traditionally reading books, but rather like a social media, even reading social media, articles on social media, or posts on social media, or even streaming videos such as YouTube or TikTok. Why do you think reading a book is still essentially a critically relevant concept to have in modern culture?
Well, the reason I think that reading a book can make a difference mentally and emotionally to how you are is when you were young, putting your hands into something that was non-distractive, such as social media, such as anything that gets your brain excited, was like tailed and layered to a level that it was a disciplinary action that you can ruminate to those things that you read. Like, again, now there's this cartoon show called Caillou. He always did imaginative things. This little kid looked like Charlie Brown, roundhead. And every time on the cartoon, he likes to do his things of imaginations. To me, reading a book puts you in a unique world of, like I said, escapism and imagination. When you put your nose in a book and your mind's off everything, it feels better, and it sounds better, and it looks better. I know they got Kindles. They got this digital stuff right now that's called Kindle, and then I think they have the actual Audible stuff that you can actually listen to somebody narrate a book while they drive. But it's something nostalgic and so conversely great about reading a book. Put your book in your hand, opening up the page, looking at the page, and internalizing yourself to know that there is some optimal stuff that you can believe in when you actually read that book. And I think a lot of people ought to go back to doing that. You know, going to the theater, to the movie theater, is no different. People like to watch those movies at home, but why don't you just go out and go to a theater for once? Because there's something nostalgic about still going to movie theaters. No different than trying to open up a book and read. And I think a lot of people need to do that. And a lot of people are not. So try it one time. Just pick up a book, read it, and, you know, do your bookmarks and then go back to it anytime. This book is intended for you to read for a long, long time. And I want this book to last for a long, long time. We're talking about 20 years and 100 years from now. This book might be worth something at an old bookstore, and I want you to pick it up. Whereas I don't know where digital stuff will be at that time, but reading a book is fundamental. It really, really is.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is if you are alone, it's okay. It's okay.
Let me answer that.
It's okay. But
let me answer that.
You can be alone without being alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There's a difference now, and that's what the book entails. This is not an attempt to say stay by yourself, you're going to be okay. This is nothing more than legislating, and I'm saying that if you feel that way, you are going to be okay with some things that I'm coming out with you as. And I want you to understand that in order for you to go through life, you don't need everybody else's opinions. You don't need everybody else's forte or anything. You don't need anybody else's input, okay? The decision has to be yours anyway, especially if you're a leader. If you're a leader of a job or a club or anything like that, maybe Kings around the table or something, then it's up to you to make that occur. Sometimes you need to get away from your crowds to go out, you know, and make things happen. That's where nature comes in. It's better for you to make those decisions on your watch and on your proximity of it all, okay? You're an outlier, and that's what an outlier means, you making it on your own. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I need to be alone for the rest of my life. If you choose to be that way, that's up to you. But that doesn't make it better or worse if you choose to be that way. Some people, some loners are very successful. Some loners, they just need, you know, some companionship. I never said it's a problem with companionship. All I'm saying, my friend Angela, is that if you choose to be in solitude, solitude can make a big difference and change your perspective of how you are in life. And I think a lot of people ought to try it for once. At least try solitude for once and see where it goes.
Saying solitude could help you discover yourself.
There you go. There you go. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The book details a certain type of instinct you have as a person, and you are delegated, and if you have delegated the concept of willpower down to different, you've delegated in your book willpower mm-hmm. down to different animals like the shark, the eagle, and the lion,
yes,
as well as alluding to environmental surfaces like land, air, and water that surround you. Okay, the individual to endure the facets of life and survival. Could you explain?
Yes, ma'am. On the cover of the book, I wish y'all can see this, but once you get the book and it's on Amazon, please look at it. The cover speaks for itself. I initially S-E-L-F, which is self. The S stands for shark, and what the shark is, it indicates that it's underneath the surface of your livelihood, which is mental, which is things involving anxiety, suicide, things that's involving disloyalty, maybe just the way that you feel, depression, anxiety, like I say. The shark, actually ruminates through that particular purpose, and I explain that in the book. The E is the eagle. The eagle is a perceptiveness of everything that comes around the world. Of course, the eagle flies and sees the world. So, of course, if you see the world, you're going to see people such as society, such as people who you might need to, you know, come around with. Now there's the teenager loneliness. There's the society ways. There's the black sheep. There's just particularly elements that you go through as a society visual way. And then there's the lion, which is the L. The lion portrays strength. Well, now we're talking about confidence. Now we're talking about success or failure or anything in that nature, something to do with, learning and teaching. So we're looking at the shark is beneath the surface. We're looking at the eagle, which is on the, above the surface, and the lion, which is on the surface. That's S-E. The F is the form, which is you. You have all these creatures all encapsulated into you. So now you are those three creatures. So that's why I made it S-E-L-F, self in particular. And if you look at the book, the cover, you'll see all three at one time. Everybody is similar, and everybody has a purpose of the self. It's no different than you going all alone in this crazy old world to try to make it, okay? Mentally, physically, psychologically, and even emotionally. And I made it all into one.
Okay. So you have several chapters in your book with variations that go in depth with social issues we face daily, one of which is the chapter of bullying. Why so much emphasis on this particular topic?
The reason, I'm glad you said that. The reason that I chose bullying as the main chapter is because each and every one of us in our lives, everyone on this radio station that you're listening, everyone has been through this. Everyone. So when I was young, I've been bullied several times. This can really, really become painful mentally for you. And I really think that everybody should open up and wake up that you have this challenge within you. And if this happens to you, not just bullying when you was young, but bullying now, you know, at work or even as a business owner or even church or whatever you go through, all I'm illustrating to you is that I'm telling you that it's okay to go through it, but don't let it bother you and don't let it accept towards you. You need to do what you can to overcome those things and learn from those things and fight back as much as possible. Bullying is probably one of the most endearing and emotional attributes that you are going to go through in life. I take bullying very seriously, and the acrimony of it all is just so absurd. We're still going through this right now. I mean, I can go on and on about bullying, but bullying is something that needs to be, assessed to a point that it needs to become like hammered down. To a point that we don't need to even go through anything like this. It's a catalyst for our self-awareness and our self-being. So I made the chapter more so with that, you know, and once you read the book, you'll see that there are ways that you can overcome your space, because that's what bullying is, the space that you have within yourself. You can't let people come into your space. If you do, then yeah, that's going to be an issue with that. And you need to fight back. I've been there, and yeah, it's not comfortable. But once you overcome those things, now you get to see the true nature of you, of your self-identity, of what you substantiate, you know? So in other words, take advantage, become that lion, and let them know that your space is not going to be interrupted, because you're going to ascertain that validity. I'm telling you, it's going to be great for you. But bullying was so important to me to put into this book, because everybody has been there, and everybody needs to know that, hey, it's going to get better.
Okay, upon reading your book, what do you think that the readers should benefit or interpret from your story when they're at the final page?
When they're at the final page of this book, I think their perception of where they are then as opposed to where they are after they read the book will change, I think, on the premise and on the epitaph of realizing that they have something that they don't even know that they can actually turn out to become. It's like a inclusiveness when you actually read something that you can learn from and go back to the self-help book. There are plenty of self-help books out there that can make you change. They can actually have a distinguishment between where you are now and where you're at. I want to say my book, I'm taking it away from the differentiality of everybody else. It's because I'm going straight to the juggler. I'm going significant with it. I'm not beating around a bush with it. I'm going straight in, as they say. What is the word they say when you go in on all cylinders? You want to hit every time and everywhere that you can. This book does not have any propaganda of politics. This book also, now it has a certain amount of religion, but I didn't put that much religion in there, because everybody knows that this book and any book that you read is going to have any positive influences on it, like affirmations and everything else. So I didn't put no really Bible verses in it, but everybody knows that faith is your best friend, and I put that in the book actually. So this is going to be different than any book that you've ever read, But at the same time, I just want you to understand that a lot of people don't understand the value of truth. Some people don't even care about hearing the truth. If I tell you that you are this and you are that and you don't want to hear it, then that's you begrudging yourself with that. Some people just get misinformed with that, and people don't even care. I'm here to tell you the truth, and a lot of people don't want to deal with that truth. So that's how the way that I, you know, want to display this book, because I want to highlight us as a society, because we need to take responsibility of the way certain people are treated. And that's why we open up discussions like this, so we can find a way to ensure that you are not alone. And just feeling this way, you are, you know, going against your self-identity, going with your self-identity, and showing the internal validation of your self-worth. So that's what I hope that you get from. Creating that sense of harmony, you know what I mean? Showing that precipitation of how you are. I want you to understand crystal clear that you are special. And hey, more to come. Not just this book, but I have more to think about when it comes to writing. But right now, I want you to think about trying to, you know, become the person that you represent. Because if you read this, it may change the way that you see your self-worth. And I hope once this book is over and you read it again and again, hey, give it to people who need it, like children, like teenagers, especially teenagers who are lonely, who don't understand what it's like going to the locker rooms. Military people, they're going through some stuff, you know. Even politicians going through a tough crisis. Entertainers, yeah, they're entertainers that are lonely. They don't feel that way because they got all this popular stuff around. Athletes. You know, again, popularity stuff. Even Buddhists and monks. Hey, dog catchers, podcast people like you, Angela. You know, I mean, it hits every cylinders of where we need to be with this. I want this to hit the world. As a matter of fact, in the beginning of the book, I put it in different languages of my sayings. Please get this book. It will change your perception on the way you look at things. And on top of that, the compromising would definitely eliminate that. So you can go for what you go for in terms of the peace and tranquility and ability for something that you really want to have.
All right. It sounds like this self-help book is going to help a lot of people evaluate themselves and understand themselves. Mm-hmm. You even talk about solitude for breaking the law. Who are you impressing? The instincts of an eagle. Crying is okay. Mm-hmm. 8 powerful expressions. So
yes.
You talk about your self-esteem. You talk about anger and resentment. You talk about communication and personalities. Pick your poison.
Yes.
So basically this book it's not actually, you would think that it would be a depressing book at first, but this book is not depressing at all. It lets people know that they're not alone.
Yes, ma'am.
That it's okay, you know, to really be yourself and be by yourself. It may not supposed to last for a lifetime, but at a certain point, it's okay, because at a certain point in everybody's life, they're going to find themselves alone. No.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you understand that.
Yeah. Can you tell us how to reach you or where we can order your book?
Yes, ma'am. My website is www.curtsamtride. Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. It's pronounced KurtStrideAbrams.com. I have it up now. It'll have a site there, and it'll take you immediately to the Amazon, because it's available on Amazon, and it's available on Kindle. Kindle's available too. And I'm going to get an audio version of it as well in the coming weeks and everything, but you can get it out right now. And you can just get it any time. I think if you order it paperback, you'll get it in 3 days. But you know how the Amazon thing works. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. And guess what? I got a TikTok page too. Yeah, but it's all about me just talking. I'll dance when the time comes, but right now, no. I probably will at some point. But and I want to just say it's important for y'all to read this and gravitate this and give it to people who really need to hear this. They really do. So they can get acclimated to the environment of what solitude life is. And like you said earlier, Angela, what you alluded to was, yeah, it seems like you're down and everything else. But as you go through the book, there is some interfaces that you can go through, which people need to hear. And that's where the veracity of truth comes in. So it's like that. And please read it to this entirety and give it to people who need it. I think there are homeless people. There are people who are probably going through a mental illness right now, maybe sociopaths. We don't know. But I want this book in everybody's hand who actually need it 20 years from now, 40 years from now. So, but that's how you can reach me. I do have an email address, insuranceriskkurt@gmail.com. I'm here to listen. I'm here to talk to you. If you want to talk to me, come on. I'll listen to you, and I'll give you everything I can. So I'm here, and I'm about to become a life coach anyway, and I will listen. I will listen. I promise.
Anything else you would like to say? Anything like, you know, I know at the beginning you said you tutor kids.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm still tutoring now, part-time as much as I can. I'm still doing my independent contractor work, about to start an LLC on that one. And I'm thinking about doing a, like a master class with this type of, realm of work right here. If people need to reach out to me and we need to, you know, have this going, that'll be fine. I really seriously am thinking about doing an awareness group so we can make this happen. We know right now the pandemic is times three, and it makes us lonely and everything else in the world, not just the pandemic, but violence and how to accept the way that we are. The loneliness is really bothering us a bit. So we want to do everything we can to not make it so exacerbating, so that it won't alienate us to a point that we can get compelled. So I want you to just, you know that I'm available if you need me. I am on KurtStrideAbrams.com. Just look on Google for Curtis Abrams, and I'm here for you, and I'll listen to you. I want this to be as efficient and as accurate as we all can be, because we need each other, okay? There's multitudes of people out there that are going through something like this. This is a self-awareness situation. It gets worse than it is. So I just want you to understand, so we can ascertain again the validity of your self-worth, so we won't have to make it intellectually disingenuous. Let's do what we can to make it a success for all of us inside. We got one life to live.
So,
let's live that life.
All right. So basically, everyone, Curtis Stride, A Journey of True Solitude for the Self. I believe you can find it on Amazon.com and on Kindle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That Kindle. So, right.
Mm-hmm. How high is your book ranked in the bestsellers?
Well, I haven't looked at it, but it has hit the top. At the time that I first got it out, it's like at number 10. Right now on the, I think it's on the category of happiness of the self-help, and I think it's also in the motivational help as well. That's at the time of doing this. It might go up and down. It might fluctuate. So eventually it'll hit number one, but it's already a bestseller because it's at the top 10 at this particular time. So please look
all
at
right.
it and,
okay.
and go from there
thank,
and see where we go.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela. But I look forward to having you back. So you have
okay.
a great night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Angela. I really appreciate it. God bless everyone.